Erevin Perek Yud Mishnah Dalad 10:4, and we continue to discuss fascinating cases that consider the spanning from one domain to another domain, building off what we said in the previous Mishnah. But here we're going to be actually using our hand, let's say, and reaching across out of Rosh HaSiachad and beyond. Truth is, this Mishnah actually has two separate cases that are independent, and in the Gemara, the way it is presented, are actually two separate standalone Mishnayos. Here they're together. The first case is that of a ziz. The ziz is a ledge, shlifnei chalon, and it's in front of a window. That is to say, you have a home, that's of course Rosh HaSiachad. You have a window in that home, and in the time of Chazal, you should always keep in mind when it says chalon window, we mean a window without a window pane. There's no glass there, just a hole in the wall. Could be shuttered up with like a trice, some sort of protective, barring of a block or wood or something, but here it's just wide open. And on the outside of the house, where the Rosh HaRabim is, there's a ledge just below the window. The case of our Mishnah is that ledge is within 3 tefachim of the window. So the Mishnah says, Nos na lav v'notlin mimeno b'shabbos. The people inside the house are permitted to put things on that ledge and take things from that ledge, meaning you can transfer from the house to the ledge and back again on Shabbos. That's permitted. And the reason why is because that ledge, assuming that it's within 3 tefachim of the window, is considered to be an extension of the house, I'll call it, chorei Rosh HaSiachad. It's an extension, a niche in the house, and serves the home, and therefore just an extension of the home, so you could use it no problem, from Rosh HaSiachad to Rosh HaSiachad. The truth is, if the ledge is more than 3 tefachim away from the window, it stops being considered to be an extension of the window and has a life of its own. But assuming that it's more than 10 tefachim off of the ground outside in the Rosh HaRabim, it still has a status of being a makom patur, an exempt area, and one could again transfer from the home onto that ledge and back again. Once your ledge has gone within 10 tefachim of the ground, however, now it's in Rosh HaRabim territory, and if it's got 4x4 tefachim, it'll be a carmelist, yeah. And of course, when it's a carmelist, you cannot transfer from the Rosh HaSiachad or Rosh HaRabim to a carmelist. But in our case, this ledge is more than 10 tefachim off the ground, and therefore it's considered to be an extension of the home. That's the first case of the Mishnah. Now, the second case of the Mishnah is Omed Adam b'Rosh HaSiachad. We're saying a person could be standing in a Rosh HaSiachad, Umetaltel b'Rosh HaRabim. And he's permitted to reach his hand to the Rosh HaRabim and move something over there. Let's say he's, got to unlock the door from the outside. He can take his hand. He can reach his hand, let's say, through the window and around. Let's say you have something in the Rosh HaRabim that you need to unlock or something. You can do it over there, no problem. And similarly, Rosh HaRabim, a person could be standing outside the house, let's say, and say he wants to unlock the key for the house from the inside. He can reach into the window and unlock from the inside. He can move something around in the Rosh HaSiachad. The point of the Mishnah is we're not concerned that he will forget that he is spanning two different Roshios and end up bringing that object to him in the Roshios where he's standing. This point actually is a machlokus. We'll see more in the Mishnah test on this, Mishnah 9. Rabbi Meir disagrees, but this is the sheet of the Chacham that is permitted. Everyone, however, will agree that in a scenario where the person needs the object himself, so then we are concerned he may bring it to himself, and therefore he may not reach his hand across to the other domain and move the object over there because we're afraid he might bring it back. But our case of permission is he does need the object where he is, and therefore we're not concerned he'll bring it back to him. The Mishnah, however, warns, Ubilvad, it's permitted to reach your hand out from Rosh HaSiachad to Rosh HaSiachad and move something in Rosh HaSiachad, provided that, Shlo Yotzi Chutz Me'arba Amos, that you don't move the object in the Rosh HaSiachad more than 4 Amos, because that's a separate problem. Forget the issue of Hachnasa or Hotzah, transferring the object from domain to domain. There's a separate consideration of Ha'avara, of transporting an object 4 Amos in the public domain, which you can never do, and certainly there's no permission granted here to reach your hand out of the window into the Rosh HaSiachad and move something 4 Amos that you can't do. And these Mishnahs, how they're presented here, as I said them, are indeed the Halacha L'maisa.